Been hearing a lot as we get closer to summer about La Nina. And look, people are getting a little freaked out. The most I know is that it's Spanish for the girl. so hopefully someone can give us a few more details. And that someone is Nitzo from Oz Cyclone Chasers. Mate, what does La Nina mean for us here in Mackay on the Whitsundays?
Morning, guys. Yeah, well, La Nina, what it does tend to mean for the entire region is that we tend to see more rainfall. We also tend to see a few more cyclones out there in the Coral Sea. Now, for Mackay, I'll just give you an example. Between October and December, we'd normally expect somewhere around the 300 millimetre mark. This year, we're expecting at least around that 400 millimetre mark between now and the end of December. So it's increased the rainfall potential for Mackay by about 30%, 25 to 30% or so. So it is a significant factor, especially as we go into the wet season. What it tends to mean is we can get stronger rainfall intensities when we do get rain. So it doesn't just create rain out of nothing. But when we do get rain, what it does do is it enhances the amount of moisture in the atmosphere. And so that gives us more rain intensity when those systems come through. The other thing, as I mentioned, it increases the amount of cyclones in the Coral Sea, or it increases the potential for cyclones in the Coral Sea. Whether or not those affect Mackay, it's too difficult for us to tell at the moment, because as we know in Mackay, if the cyclone hits south of Mackay, we don't tend to see too much weather around Mackay. But if the cyclone hits Mackay, or if it hits Townsville to the north there, we can see quite a bit of weather around Mackay in those scenarios. That'll be a wait and see scenario. But what we can know by the La Nina is that there's more chances of cyclones out there in the Coral Sea. And then, therefore, by default, Mackay has a slightly increased chance of getting hit by a cyclone in 2020-2021 wet season.
Wow, okay. Well, I mean, more moisture in the air and more rain. All that's ringing alarm bells for me is my hair is going to have a shocker of the next few months.
At least your grass will be happy.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to save on my water bill.
Nitzo, how's your lawn looking at the moment? Mine's a little dry.
Yeah, mine's getting pretty dry here too.
And so with all of this rain, do you think we could expect a bit of flooding?
Yeah, when we get into the wet season, of course, with the greater intensity of rainfall, not only just river flooding, but also the potential for flash flooding. You know, those mornings where you wake up and you've just found the roads flooded because there's been 100 mils or so in the last hour, that's the sort of thing that we're looking at in a La Nina that becomes a little bit more likely than, say, a normal wet season.
Yeah, okay. And when can we expect all of this kind of weather to start kicking off?
Yeah, the funny thing is one of the other things that La Nina does is it increases the wind. So you would have noticed Mackay's been pretty windy the last couple of months.
Yes, that's why.
My husband's so annoyed he can't go fishing because it's so windy all the time.
Well, tell him he can blame the little girl. Or is it the little boy? No, it's the little girl. And then Mackay will start to see the benefits of that when it comes to rainfall, probably more so late this month or the starting in November.
Brilliant. Well, look, we'll keep an eye open for it. A month warning of winds for the fishermen. But otherwise...
No, it's dying down, he said.
That's what I mean, like a month.
And Yeah.
I didn't explain myself well. Nitzo from Oz Cyclone Chasers, thanks so much for your time and thanks for explaining it to us.
No worries, guys. Anytime.